From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And it being January 1st, state laws passed in 2015 are going into effect. For instance, starting today, Texas will join 44 other states that allow gun owners to legally carry a handgun in plain sight in most public places as long as it's holstered on the shoulder or belt. And the majority of those states don't require a license or permit to do so. Advocates say it's their constitutional right to openly carry their firearms and that it allows them to protect themselves in the event of a mass shooting, like the attack in San Bernardino. Joe Arpaio, the controversial sheriff of Maricopa County in Arizona, agrees and is in fact calling on citizens who carry weapons to take action in the event of such attacks. Of course, not all law enforcement thinks that's a good idea. Here's Jimmy Jenkins from Here and Now contributor KJZZ.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio has a long history of recruiting private citizens to support his department's activities. He created a volunteer posse program at the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department in 1993. It's grown over the years to more than 50 units. Posse members undergo training and are usually asked to serve in supporting roles for activities like search and rescue.
We have about 250,000 citizens in Arizona to carry concealed weapons that we know of. And I decided to ask for their help.
But in light of recent mass shooting events, Arpaio is now encouraging armed members of the public to use deadly force if they're in the presence of an active shooter.
That person could take action, even take down that shooter, and save many, many lives before the cops show up.
This call to arms goes against the advice of many other law enforcement agencies. In the event of an active shooter, Kurt Remus of the Phoenix FBI advocates the exact opposite response.
The first option certainly is running, help others escape if possible, and call 911 when you are safe.
Fighting back, Remus says, should be a last resort. Remus is no stranger to active shooter scenarios. He was a first responder to the Columbine High School shooting in 1999 and says additional shooters only add to the chaos when law enforcement arrives on the scene.
In a situation like that, you don't know who the shooters are. It was described as a student. Well, a school is full of students, so therefore you don't know who the shooters are. So, you know, the persons who are evacuating need to have their hands visibly clear so the law enforcement who is arriving can see if you are a threat or not.
But Arpaio argues it's that time before law enforcement arrives when armed citizens could be the most effective, despite their chances of being mistaken for the shooter.
That's just a risk that you have to take. You got to be proactive and willing to take some chances to save lives.
Michael Scott is a professor at Arizona State University's School of Criminology and Criminal Justice. He says the quickly evolving nature of mass shootings is a challenge for first responders.
Even if it were 2 minutes that the police could be on the scene and confronting the shooter, if you were a person in that situation, 2 minutes is an eternity.
So while the natural inclination might be to take matters into one's own hands, Scott says doing so could have unintended consequences.
The truth of the matter is that each person who finds themselves in a situation like this is going to rely on instinct. And they're going to take the action that they perceive is most likely to keep them safe, to keep others safe, to protect themselves. And that's going to vary from person to person.
But Scott says it's important to remember the reason we entrust police officers with the use of deadly force is so that we don't have to use it ourselves. For Here and Now, I'm Jimmy Jenkins in Phoenix.